Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen.
With me today, the dynamic duo of Daniel Mangana and Alex King. This is your daily dose of happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today.
Daniel will be along in just a few minutes, but Alex and I are going to get this thing started. And once again, she is showing a new hairstyle. It's like every time I see her, she's got something new, a new look, a new way of presenting herself. And it's always good. You have a good taste there, girl.
Thank you. I try.
You do very nicely. Yeah. And your studio is looking more studio-ish.
Actually, this is my bedroom.
Well, okay. Then that works. It doubles as a bedroom. That's fine. But I mean, you got the mic with the windscreen and I mean, it's looking better and better. Very good.
Thank you.
Nice going there. So anyway, I wanted to get your take on a conversation that I started yesterday with Cindy and Jackie. And I'm going to get Dan's take when he hooks in too. Mm-hmm. I was, I'll give you the short version. The audience has heard the long version. So I'll give you the short version. The short version is I was out on a walk and I came upon in my mind, in my meandering, my mind wandering thinking kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I came up with a way of thinking about how all this vibration stuff works, how this conscious creation stuff works and so forth. Mm-hmm. And it all came down to revising Newton's first law of motion. And to remind you what that is, the first law of motion is an object in motion tends to stay in motion. An object at rest tends to stay at rest. And it occurred to me that in a vibrational universe, nothing is ever at rest. I mean, if everything vibrates, everything's moving.
Right.
So the most you can ever say is that one object is relatively at rest compared to another object. And only for a period of time. It doesn't even last for very long. I mean, even mountains move a few inches every century or something like that.
Right.
So everything's always moving.
That's true.
So really, the second half of his famous dictum doesn't even apply to this universe. Because everything's always in motion. And the reason I was kind of focusing on it, half focusing on it, is because it occurs to me, if everything's always in motion, then when we're trying to attract something, it's not like we're trying to get it going. You know what I mean? It's not like we're trying to start the motion. The motion's already there. We're just trying to direct it our way.
Right.
Which we do by focusing. Mm-hmm. What we focus our attention on, we get more of. And then I kind of turned that into a model in my mind of, well, what does that kind of imply about how the universe is organized? Here comes Daniel, so we'll bring him in on the conversation. Hey there, Daniel. How you doing? There he is. He's all ready to go. We're talking about a little theory I came up with the other day that I talked with Cindy and Jackie about yesterday, and I wanted to run it by you guys to see what you think, because I was kind of exploring how Newton's first law of motion, object in motion tends to stay in motion, an object at rest tends to stay at rest, how that interacts with, well, not only quantum physics, but what we talk about here when we talk about law of attraction and conscious creation and so forth. Because it occurred to me, as I was just saying to Alex, there's never an object that's at rest. Objects are never ever at rest.
Isn't there an addition to that?
What do you mean?
Isn't it an object at rest tends to stay at rest unless disturbed by another source?
Probably. I don't know if that's exactly what's on the original written phrase, but does it really change what I'm saying?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Because even if we go with that phrasing, is it ever possible for an object to be at rest? Because I don't think it is. I think it's actually impossible for an object to remain at rest. The most we can ever say is that for some short span of time, it's relatively at rest compared to another object, at most. And even there, it's a little bit dicey because everything moves, everything vibrates, everything changes.
Yeah, so I was going to say the vibration aspect means everything is always jiggling and wobbling, right?
Exactly.
That's what he was saying, yeah.
Yeah, so if that's the case, to me, that actually is a bit of a freeing way of looking at it.
Was this is Newtonian, right? The whole thing about object at rest.
Correct.
Yeah, he didn't know about vibration then. I mean, when you look at quantum physics, it's throwing Newtonian stuff out the window anyway, no?
It did, yes. Yes. In fact, the idea of an object not being at rest was ludicrous to him. Because first of all, he didn't have the quantum physics. And second of all, they had no way of measuring that a mountain could move. Mm-hmm. You know, so from his perspective, mountains didn't move. They always stayed right where they were. The reason I brought it up as a topic, reason I was thinking about it is, if I think about how conscious creation works, how law of attraction works, all the stuff, how quantum physics works, if I think all of it in terms of a universe that is constantly dynamically in motion, to me, it becomes an easier concept to accept. And the reason I say that is, I think it was always a piece of me, especially early on, that said, well, if I'm trying to attract something, I'm trying to attract something that's fixed in stone over there. I'm trying to get it to move toward me, which sounds like a whole lot of work. Of course, there's no work involved as far as I'm concerned, other than actually giving it my attention. But nevertheless, that's what it sounded like. And now that I'm thinking about it in terms of everything being dynamically in motion at all times, well, that just sounds a whole lot easier. All I have to do is just kind of redirect it a little bit. I don't have to actually have to do a whole lot. Even if my thought process is considered doing, it's still pretty mild doing. It's kind of like holding up a magnet, you know? Okay, magnet here. Oh, everything moved this way. You know, that it's just, there's not a whole lot going on there. And maybe for some people that kind of takes some of the magic away. But for me, I think it just makes the whole thing make a whole lot more sense. So I just kind of wanted to see what you guys thought about it.
Well, they say if the magic, when known, isn't so magical, then it was never really magic anyway, no? Or something to that effect. How do they word it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I could buy that. I know that the magic, the sense of magic, the seeming magicness makes it very intriguing and interesting to people. Mm-hmm. So I certainly wouldn't want to encourage them to feel disappointed, like, oh, well, the magic is kind of boring now. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, I just didn't want to feel overwhelmed by the whole thing. And to me, that just kind of makes the whole thing feel real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how does it affect you when you think about it, Alex? I mean, does it affect your thinking at all? Does it feel better? Does it feel worse?
Nah, I don't feel either way about it.
Nothing. Okay.
No.
Big zero from the King camp. Okay. Got it. How about you, Daniel?
I'm like, how's it affecting my life? This is, I think, one of those things that people get really, really fed up about. Was Atlantis real or not? I don't know.
I'm not sure where Atlantis came in.
But were we created by the Palladians, the Arcturans, the Sirius, or the Anunnaki? I don't know.
I want that on a t-shirt.
this is one of those. So there's a reality transurfing term that says there's evidence to support all theories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can back every one of these. You can back it's like all the pandemic based arguments that everyone's ready to spill blood over. Mm-hmm. There's evidence to support every single one of those arguments. Look at the science. The science backs everyone, bro. Stop saying, look at the science. That's not helping you.
This is true.
The science says that I don't need a mask. Yeah, the science also says you do. The science says it also says you don't. Like, it really depends on the study, the thing. It's like, what are you doing with your life? Objects moving or not moving. Is it allowing me to live an abundant, joyful, purpose-driven life?
It depends on how you feel about it, really.
Right. And that's where I'm like, okay, cool. But yeah, Newton did the best he could with what he had.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
High five. Good old eyes. But now we know different. So, sorry, bro. I checked the science. You know?
But yes, which science did you check? Did you check the right one?
But you're right. Nothing's ever at rest because we've got the law of perpetual motion. Everything's moving in and out of form. We've got the law of vibration. Everything's vibrating. Nothing's still. there's always, what's the electron buzzing around the nucleus? Or is it the nucleus buzzing around the electron? Something like that.
Electron.
Yes, electron buzzes around the nucleus.
Nucleus, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So there's, depending on how many nucleus, how many electrons, mm-hmm. you've got a different thing. Mm-hmm. But they're always moving. Everything's moving.
And really, I'll think
so
about
many people
electrons.
Are standing still.
You zoom in far enough and you can't even see the electrons, which is pretty weird.
Yeah. I just see my hand seemingly at rest until I zoom in. You see that it is not.
I think it's called a face palm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always come down to yes, and what's going on with your life? What's going on with your life, bro?
Well, I guess in my case, what's going on with my life is I just found a way that makes it easier for me to think about stuff.
And that's when it works.
Exactly.
And that is the magic. It's like, okay.
That because of your lack of imagination situation? That you need like an anchor like that?
Did you say a lack of imagination situation? That sounds so rude. Like, that sounds so rude. So about this lack of imagination situation.
No, I didn't mean going on there.
I'm fudging, but that's exactly what it sounded like.
Well, I don't know if there's like a diagnosis or if it's called specifically something or...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if that had anything to do with the fact that you needed an anchor in something like that.
I don't even know where to begin to answer this question. I haven't the faintest idea. I mean, the question itself kind of assumes that there is something wrong that I'm trying to fix.
Not necessarily.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that one.
Never mind. Moving on.
Good, good. That's probably a very good thing because I really have no idea what you were trying to tell me.
It's all good.
Okay. Yes, well, I agree with that. It's all good. This is just some crazy mind-bending stuff.
Yeah. It's one of those Thursdays.
That's what we do on Thursdays. We bend the mind. Yeah, we bend it until it's Wednesday. I mean, we just really out of shape. So, well, okay. Well, that kind of puts into perspective what it was that I was focusing my attention on. I think I'm going to still pay some attention to it. I'm going to be kind of living in that space for a bit because I like the idea of a universe that's constantly in motion. I love the idea of everything around me is constantly in motion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just more interesting. And I think it's also easier to understand why things like chaos happens. I mean, especially if we introduce the idea of the observer effect, where any observer observing, and of course an observer is really just a piece of source energy, observing another piece of source energy. That's basically what the observer effect is. That's happening all over the place. That's mm-hmm. constant, you know, that's just regular life. Well, that means you got stuff bouncing off the walls. You got stuff flying left, right, up, down, all directions, fourth, fifth, sixth dimension. I mean, it's just going everywhere all at the same time, all with the influence. I mean, and no wonder that we can't track, for instance, well, how did I attract that into my life? My God, with all the influences out there, I'm amazed you can attract anything into your life and know that you actually attracted it. Because there's just so much chaos going on out there.
Oh, no.
But there's still something about it that just feels better to know that. It's much better in my mind than a static universe that just kind of sits there. Doesn't really go anywhere. Until I move it with my ability to move, I'm going to move this object. Oh, please. It's just, that sounds exhausting. There's where the exhaustion comes in.
Mm.
That to me is a very exhausting thing. So I don't know. That just works for me. So.
Whatever works for you.
I have nowhere else to go with it. So how are you guys doing?
Well, I've got workshop tomorrow, so really excited. People are flying in at the moment. So some people have landed and some more coming in later today. So I've just been, that's why you see me just quickly checking back and forth and making sure that nobody's tried to message me because they're stuck somewhere. Yeah. But yeah, we've got the film crew arriving tonight. So they're going to meet us there in the morning. So
outstanding. So what are some of the things that your audience are going to be experiencing? What kind of stuff are they going to be doing?
So I'm teaching Abundance Alchemy. It's completely new content. There's going to be some intervention work, some new teachings, some new visualizations I haven't done before, some different exercises, and yeah, exciting times. So looking at resetting certain points of our state of being to naturally unfold into abundance or trickling in on its own. That's what we're doing this weekend.
And this is happening over a series of dates?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, it's a 3-day thing. Okay.
Wow.
3 days.
Yeah, so you're going to keep them busy. How big of an audience are we talking about? Is it like a small, intimate thing, or is this like a large audience?
No, it's not one of our retreats. So we've actually got a workshop. So we've got 20 people in person, and then we've got, I don't know how many people, because we've got a film crew that's live streaming it as well. So we've got a virtual audience. So people that can't come can watch virtually and be a part of the experience.
And since we're mentioning that, undoubtedly there are going to be some people listening in who want to be a part of that. How do they tune in?
Go to my website, dreamwithdan.com, and head to the events page.
Very simple.
Yeah, events page. Or what they can do, because they're listening to the show, if they send a message through the app, I'll give them a special link where they can get it half price.
Actually, we're going to have to do it an alternate way, because right now the app is down. The app isn't working.
Sorry, guys.
Pimp down.
Pimp down, Donna. Donna, pimp down. That's a real film reference. I don't know if there's another way to do it.
Well, probably the other way to do it is send it to my email and I'll forward it to Dan, and Dan will pick it up.
Yeah, and I'll forward it. But they have to do it like before. Like they have to do it today, like ASAP. Otherwise,
because this thing starts tomorrow, right?
It starts tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, 10 our time.
So if you listen to this within like the first 10 hours of it being published, you got a shot. Send me an email, walt@alawaytoday.net. I'll get it to Daniel and we'll get you set up.
One of the reasons why we've got the film crew coming is because it's being professionally filmed so that we can package it up for people to get later as a replay. But if you want to catch us live and be able to do Q&A and stuff like that, which I'll be doing over the course of the weekend, then they can go on the website and grab it. But if they pull the finger out and message you, and they can get it half price.
Yeah, get it half price. Why not? Yeah.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
We call it an LOA scholarship. I learned that, calling it a scholarship instead of a discount.
A scholarship. Ooh, that's a clever marketing ploy. I like
that. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Very, very good. So, okay. Well, that's a pretty exciting thing that's happening this weekend. Yeah. And you got people flying in from all over the world to be a part of it. That's great.
Yeah, mainly North America. I don't think we've got anyone further afield than Canada and US.
Okay.
That's where everyone's coming from. But all corners of the US, East Coast, West Coast. So, yeah,
really great. Yeah. That's exciting. Plus, they get a chance to spend some time in the sun, too.
Especially for you guys in the Northeast, because it's summertime is over.
Well, I have to admit, we're in the fall temperatures right now, and this is a really very pretty time of year.
Yeah, fall in the Northeast is lovely, to be honest. I like spring and fall in the Northeast.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, when I was coming from the UK to go and hang out with my mates in New York, I'd like to do April and coming up to Labor Day. April, there's still baseball. I can go out and watch a game, and the weather's just lovely. Maybe you wear a light sweater, nothing too tricky, and the rooftops are still nice.
Winter,
I've done a couple of times. That's not my vibe.
That's nobody's vibe.
But my birthday's winter, so I've come a couple of times for my birthday, though.
That must have been nice. Let's know if your birthday.
Yeah, no. Come and see
for
my friends.
For like 5 seconds just to look at it, then get back on the plane and go
just
home.
Just to see my friends, because I've got crap weather at home. I'm not spending thousands of pounds to come in somewhere else.
Facts.
And crap weather. Where are you going? I'm going to the same weather in the city. I'm paying for the privilege. Oh, we'll go somewhere warm. It's like,
right?
That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
that's actually one of my dreams, is getting to the point where I have to talk Louise into it first, because she actually likes winter a lot.
Yeah, I've got that with Olga.
What?
Yeah, I've got that
with Olga. Yeah, she does.
I've got to do snow for this Christmas, I promised.
Wow,
that sucks, dude.
For Louise, it would be okay from her perspective if we could stay through Christmas to the New Year and then go someplace else. But she wants to have the winter experience, especially into the Christmas holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no snow on the ground, then we have to go someplace where there is snow on the ground.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Head to Vermont. Get up in the snow country. No.
Yeah. Well, that's because she loves to ski, right?
She hasn't skied in years.
I thought it was...
No, seriously. She hasn't skied... She was a ski bum when she was in her 20s.
So okay. All right. But it is things that I was remembering.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. She definitely did that.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time. In fact, just a few years ago, she decided to get some cross-country skis, and I was helping her with them, and I knew that she had a ski background, but you wouldn't have known it by looking at her handling them because it had been so long. It had been so long since she'd been on skis. Yeah.
So it's not like riding a bike.
No, I think with her, she just likes the atmosphere of it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, if you're not dealing with it day after day after day after day, there is a picturesque aspect to like a Vermont Christmas kind of a feel.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to do it for more than a day or two, but it's fun for a day or two.
Yeah.
Just don't take me into January and February. I have no choice.
That's a hell no for me, dog. No.
And I grew up in that. I mean,
Nope.
Yeah. Well, you did too. Yeah. And just because you grew up in it doesn't mean you like it. You love it. Doesn't mean
like
you like it.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you like it.
It's kind of merged them together, right?
Yeah. It's live. Live. All the way from here to live. It's what we want to be true, to be sure.
I think we've ended up in Ireland. How did we do that?
Oh, God.
With love and life. That's how we ended up here, Walt. With love and life.
Ah, okay.
To be sure. I'm allowed to do the accent. My best friend's Irish.
I didn't know you had to get permission. That's pretty cool, actually. Everybody's doubled up right now.
I'm deceased.
Yeah. Here's a scholarship. I went skiing once. I learned to ski once. Mm-hmm. I went to the Doubs Alps, 2017 January,
mm-hmm.
and I got equipment and I got things and I had goggles,
mm-hmm.
and I went on the baby slopes once to do pizza and chips, and that was it. The rest of the time. Yeah, because it's pizza, chips.
Yeah, and chips.
Pizza, chips, pizza, chips. That was it. I went up the Alpine mountain in the ski lift, had a couple of beers, came down on the Alpine ski lift, had some more beers. I had boots. I was official. I had boots and, like, things. That was it. I was meant to go again to Whistler, but then... that's the story for another time and another medium, but all my stuff was misappropriated.
Oh.
Okay. Olga wants to go and do some kind of skiing, but Canada's communist and I can't get into America yet. So, we'll see. We might have a look at, no disrespect to Canada, but freedom is freedom. So maybe Northern Europe.
You're one of the things I love about Dan, Alex. Is mm-hmm. how often he alienates large chunks of my audience. It's just wonderful, don't you think?
They're not alienated. The people listening to this enjoy their freedom.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rise up! And meditate. And breathwork and yoga. There is no call to anything other than that.
That ought to be on a t-shirt. Rise up and meditate.
No, my friend's losing her job. My friend is losing her job. She works for the government. She's been put on leave
mm-hmm.
and then sacked.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't agree, I don't know.
No, for what?
For not agreeing with protocols. But like, I'm neither pro nor anti. I'm just like, I think people should have.
Oh, we're talking about
Well, no, not that. Not that word. Delete that word. Oh. Edit it out.
We're talking about the V word.
Not my show, not my problem. That's what I say.
Just saying.
Okay. Well, yeah. that it's an interesting way of describing
totally
socialism.
Agree, but, and okay. It should be a choice.
I'm not pro or anti. Like, people are here arguing. Dude, you're not a virologist. Shut up.
Right?
It's funny. I got my haircut today, and the barber was saying to me, well, wouldn't it be great if everybody got the vaccine so we could take the masks off? And without skipping a beat, I said, I don't worry about that. He said, really? And we had a whole conversation about mindset and how you give your attention, and had absolutely zero content about whether or not vaccines were a good thing or a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just think there's so much misinformation from people who don't know what they're talking about, arguing for two sides of an argument that they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, sure.
And angry, and I'm angry. I'm going to defend my thing that I don't even understand completely.
Right.
Where's my gun?
That's why they call it spin, because they don't really know what it is, so they're just going to make it what they want to be.
And that's just running off the programs going on here as well. It's like your mind has got you running around having these conversations about something you are not qualified. What's it? I don't like support this guy or not, so nobody cancel me for it. But what's that Senator Paul Rand or Rand Paul or whatever he is?
Rand Paul. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't know anything about the geezer. All I've heard is people don't like him. So if you don't like him, that's not.
I actually know him.
You know him personally?
I know him personally, yeah.
Is he a nice guy? In your opinion?
Overall, he's a nice guy. I think his ideas are...
I've heard he's got outlandish ideas about stuff.
Yeah, I think they're actually self-contradictory too, but that's another topic.
Right, so he's a nice guy that doesn't really quite have it all together, but his pants are up. So here's the thing. He was on, I think it was some kind of Senate hearing or something, and it was a bit childish how he was doing it, but that's not the point either. The point is, it was dressing down some fella who's not even a scientist, who's representing an organization that's supposed to be spreading scientific fact, and just saying nasty things about other people. It's like, dude, you're not even qualified to say anything.
Wow.
Now, the dude, Paul Rand, Rand Paul, whatever his name is, was being a bit, he wasn't being very nice about it. Maybe he was because he'd been one of the people who'd been insulted by this guy. But again, even the organizations that are supposed to be leading the front, giving the information, have got someone who isn't even qualified to give the information out, giving information. And instead of even focusing on giving information, he's giving opinions and saying insulting things about other humans. How does that even make any sense?
Make it make sense, man.
Well, first thing I would say is if you're looking for politics to make sense, you're looking in the wrong part.
But he's not supposed to be but he's not supposed to be a politician. The guy's not supposed to be a politician. He's supposed to be one of the people that we look to for advice in this kind of situation. He's not qualified to give it. Instead of even focusing on maybe doing something productive, he's insulting people. How is that helping anything? Well, it's just confusion, man. It's abomination really which maketh desolate.
But
just need more love.
Yes, I agree with that.
Need a little more love in your heart.
Facts.
We haven't had a good croon lately. That was good.
I deliberately sang out of tune, but thank you, Walt, for saying that was good.
That's part of the crooning art is to not hit the perfect pitch. You're supposed to slide into the notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works really well. A really good crooner, you don't even know what key he's in.
That's right. We have this thing with Olga. Olga was singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. But she kept... So, you know, it goes, up above the world so high. She goes, up above... She kept changing the key.
You're changing the key, yeah, okay.
We were, like, trying. And then I got out Ether's little piano thing. And I was, like, showing her. She's like, oh, I get it. And then still did it the way she did it before. I was like...
So it's tone deaf.
Yeah, a little bit.
I had a friend like that. Didn't realize it for years. In chorus and everything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know, because I've got, I think it's an Asperger trait. I can repeat sound So I've got pitch perfect voice because I can repeat the sound.
Yeah.
So like I can hear like a slight little bit of offness.
I know that feeling.
Like, really?
Yeah.
You're going to just be off note, just off key. Just
it actually
leave the key there, the right key.
Right? It's like, you don't hear that? You don't hear that.
We're just pretending like that was in tune. That's what we're doing today?
Yeah.
And I actually had that experience when I was around 6 for the first time, because I took piano lessons when I was very young and was into music very young. I was visiting my cousins one day, and they were introducing me to this new band called The Beatles. Mm-hmm. I actually became a big Beatles fan later on. Mm-hmm. But they played it was one of their very early albums. They played the album for me, and my first comment was, they're flat. Not the music. No commentary on the music. It was like, their voices are flat. And my cousins are looking at like, I have two heads, like, what's wrong with you? Enjoy the music. No, the note's flat. Come on.
I cannot enjoy the music. It hurts me so much.
And that actually has been my experience throughout the years. Anytime that I hear something that is off key, whether deliberate or otherwise, I just have to turn it off. I just can't put up with it. I have no tolerance for, and over time I can develop tolerance for it. I mean, clearly I became a Beatles fan, so I had some tolerance for them being off key, but it took a while. It took quite some time to get there. That's how I am. So.
You totally get it, bro.
Yeah, we're with you. All the way to the correct tune.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course, I've heard enough of it over the years now that I'm used to it. So, you know, a new artist comes out who can't sing on key, or they can't even tune their guitars or tune their instruments or whatever they're playing. I just say, oh, well, you know, it's whatever.
We've got auto-tune now, though.
We have what?
Auto-tune.
Oh, yes, that's true. That doesn't mean it gets used.
No. Exactly.
And that, when I played guitar back in the day, we wished we had that. Actually, we did get it eventually, but we wanted to have that. Now it's like they don't seem to care. It's like, tune, what's a key? The heck with keys, let's forget that. So, okay, well, you got your 3-day conference coming up this weekend, and we did a little talk about motion and stuff and motion, stuff and vibration. What else we got going? Well, something else we got. We are now, let's see, how many days now? We are 2 weeks and 2 days away from the big event.
2 weeks and a day.
Is it 2 weeks
and a day? Two and a day before we get to
play. 50 days away.
I'm really sad I don't get to come to your wedding.
It's going to be the event of the season.
It really is, though. We are putting so much into this. Like, it's bananas. My house is full of stuff. I can't walk anywhere. It's like I'm a hoarder. It's crazy in here.
You're not really a hoarder, though, are you?
No, I'm not really. No, I'm very OCD. I am opposite.
Kenneth should have known about that before.
Wait,
now you love me. Join my collection.
No, I am very anti-hoarder. It's not the life for me.
Which makes sense. I mean, because the house you have isn't a really big house anyway, so you could fill it pretty quick if you were a hoarder. Yeah.
There's stuff in my room, my mom's room, the living room, the kitchen. Ugh.
Yeah, you could fill it real fast.
So. Yeah, I'm already taking pictures and getting ready to post stuff so I can sell it like the day after. I'm not playing around.
Wow.
Get it out of my house. Pick it up from the venue if you want to. I don't care.
Get this out!
So can you give us like a clue? I mean, I'm looking forward to the day, but give us some clues about some of the stuff we're going to be experiencing that day.
Uncle Joe came over today and just brought us a second fog machine.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So something
not one, but two fog machines.
So something's going to be coming out of the fog.
Yes.
We're not saying what. Hopefully at some point it's the bride and groom, but you know, I'm just kind of speculating at that point.
Yes, we'll be using the fog machine for our first dance.
So what's your new surname going to be? Because I just see Kenneth as Kenneth.
Stande, S-T-A-N-D-E.
S-T-A-N-D-E.
And you are taking his name.
I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could make it Stande.
I could, Stande. But no. Stande.
The Alex Stande.
Well, didn't you always want to be French?
But there's a TV show from the UK called Keeping Up Appearances from like the 90s or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was about this woman who came from like a working class family, just like a normal everyday family. But she like married a guy from middle class who had like a Rover and like lived in the suburbs. And she like completely rejected, pretended she wasn't related to her family. And so they'd cut from her and her middle class house with her gay son that she refused to accept was gay. Oh, Sheridan, it's you, darling. And then cut back to her family, who she pretended not to know. But the name was Bucket, but she goes, the bouquet residence, the lady of the house speaking.
Yes.
Like, Bucket, mate. Not Bucket, it's bouquet. And you hear people, Mrs. Bucket, no, bouquet, lady of the house speaking. So I always look for ways to mess around and do that. Stande, that's your new name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to update him and let him know.
Yeah, let him know.
I'm like, BT Dubs, we have a new...
Just saying.
I actually remember that show.
Did you get it in the US?
Oh, yeah. We did get it in the US. Yeah. And I remember how every single episode was about the writers finding a new way to embarrass Miss Bouquet.
Yeah. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
And he would just, Hyacinth, what are you doing?
That's right, exactly.
Oh. Hyacinth, what are you doing? Roger!
That's right.
Do you know what? I'm just so excited. We're actually speaking to Walt about a show that he knows.
I actually do know that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know this show, but this is hilarious to me, though.
Yeah.
Here in the US, it was on PBS.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask. It sounds like a PBS show.
It's a PBS show. And, and it came side by side with another popular piece in Britain called As Time Goes By, Judy Dench.
Oh, yeah. As Time Goes By.
Yeah. And they kind of came as a pairing.
Yeah. But, no, that's a good bit of wholesome TV that I could watch with my mom.
Oh, yeah.
And laugh my pants off. Not in front of my mom, of course. Laughing with my pants off. But, yeah.
And Hyacinth was just, she was a trip. Mm-hmm. She really was.
Mm-hmm.
The best part was trying to figure out each time how she was going to come up with some way to do something pretentious and have reality knock it down.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened every single episode. You know, she would every do something pretentious, try to set something up, and reality would come in and just destroy it. And she'd be humiliated. And,
And Roger's carrying the baby, just like, oh, God, not again. And her family always would be the winners. They would always end up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was a one where they got on the QE2 and she was like trying to see the captain. They missed the boat. The family get upgraded and they end up like in first class and her suites get all messed up. It's like, it's hilarious. Hilarious.
It did get actually painful after a while, but it was a cute scene.
Yeah. There's only so many times you can watch somebody get horribly humiliated.
Yeah. It wears thin pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, let's see. What else is going on here? So we have the big day coming up in 15 days.
15 days and like...
Do you have the hours counted?
I do. Hold on.
She's got an app for it.
Please hold. Right here.
Please hold.
It's going to be 14 days, 22 hours and some minutes or something.
15 days, 0 hours, and 16 minutes.
Oh, 3 p.m. Oh.
No, 5 p.m. here.
Yeah, 5 for you. Yep. Time and your differences. Ah.
My counter.
Oh,
there we go. Vintage. Yeah.
Oh.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be crazy. Like, the whole day is like, it's insane. I didn't realize how much planning goes into this.
What's one of the first things that you want to do as a married woman, Mrs. Stande?
sign my name on something.
I just think it's interesting. You're going from a shorter name to a slightly longer name that isn't all that long.
Nah, it's not. And my initials spell A-S-S now.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that one.
Still ask. Now it doesn't.
Are you going to advertise that? I'm just curious.
Might want to not do that. They won't take you as serious as they do now.
Oh, yes. That was excellent.
What can I say? I've been practicing.
I did want to ask you, are you going to be married by a JP, or how's it going to work?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
It's a secret?
What's a JP?
Justice of the Peace.
So you have different ways to get married?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially started to blossom after gay marriages became legal, mm-hmm. because a lot of churches won't marry them. Mm-hmm. So you have to have somebody else do it.
Could you help me? School me on this.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it's who officiates the marriage license signing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And does like the whole ceremony and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have special kinds of people come and do your ceremony.
Yes. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called Justice of the Peace.
Well, that's one kind of person who can do it.
Yeah. Or a who?
Officiant.
Is that the one you can do online? So I can be an officiant online?
Yeah. And Alex said that it originated with the gay community. There's some truth to that, but I think you could also point to earlier than that.
I said it started blowing up. That's when
Okay, you're right. Yes, I'll agree with that. But actually, I would say it goes back before that, because in the 1960s, 1970s, there was a craze there where you could become a minister by filling out a form and sending it in,
mm-hmm.
from a magazine. And that kind of set the whole thing off, because the minister that you became, you were ordained in a church that almost nobody was a part of, but it was because of the way U.S. law is structured, you could just declare a religion and there it is.
Oh, yeah, like the Klingon ones. You got people do Klingon religion.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff like that. So that kind of set the whole thing going. And after that, it was open season on the old style marriage restrictions. They just disappeared.
Jedis as well. I know they've got the Jedis. They've also got their marriages.
I am your husband, Luke.
I told him he needs to get ready to do his vows, because I'm not playing around. I was like, bro, no, you're marrying a writer, right? Like, sorry.
That's not fair, though.
It's not fair at all.
I went to my best friend Nathan's wedding, and like, no shade at Lucy, love you, Luce, but Nathan had the whole place in tears. The thing is, like, Nathan is my age, but he had Bell's palsy hit him. Can't remember how many years ago. And so Lucy is someone he was just dating, and then like he got unwell, and she like nursed him back to health, and he was like. And that's when we're like, yeah, you're allowed to marry Nathan. Like, Nathan, if you don't marry Lucy, we're going to beat you up. Like, this is a good woman. He listened. But like, it's like, he was like, poetically said, I was falling apart, literally and figuratively. And you brought me apart. You brought me together, literally. And we're like, oh my God, everybody's crying. Lucy, how is poor Lucy going to top that stuff?
Right.
That's not really fair, is it?
How do you follow that?
Like, so, Nathan, love you, boo. Let's do it.
Right?
There's not even a point putting energy into trying to come up with something.
No, just be like, same.
It's like, dits.
The only thing I can think of is that's where you bring gratitude in. Because that was an expression of gratitude by him. So she just expressed gratitude back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And interesting too that their relationship was built on that kind of an exchange of energy, really.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Real woman.
Mm-hmm.
Real human, real nice human. But Lucy's a lovely human. She's just a lovely human.
But Kenny did the same thing for me.
Remember
all last year I was in the hospital.
That's true, yeah. You've been through a lot of stuff.
And that was very early in our relationship that started happening. So he could have ran at any point.
And he didn't.
He did not.
That speaks volumes of the man.
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am looking forward to meeting him, by the way.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So excited to meet you.
Is he? Oh,
yes.
I hope I'm not disappointed.
He was so disappointed Dan's not physically going to be there. He was like, wait, no, my trash can, my camper.
Hey, you guys got a cheeky hookup with the gifts, though.
Facts,
the Mangana clan sort to come through. I'm competitive.
Literally, I probably wouldn't have gone camping if it wasn't for you.
So he's like, where's the guy that let me go camping with my girl? I need her. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
And the knife set, stop. That's a dope knife set.
Well, you picked it. I just.
I did.
I can't take the credit for like finding. Just so the listeners know, like I didn't come up with these gifts. I kind of went on the list and just sprayed clicks everywhere and randomly picked a load of stuff.
You just hit that. That's all.
Yeah.
I
clicked and hit send. So don't be like, oh, I want Dan at my wedding because he's going to get the best gift. You're going to get a bed set from Marks and Spencer's, mate. It'll be a really good thread count, but probably just cream or something like that. Everybody's okay with a neutral color. I'm not going to get fancy. No. So don't bother inviting me to your wedding because I can't even get to America anyway. And if you're just sending out, he can't make it, but maybe we'll get a present. No.
That's
I'm just going to RSVP though and be like, I don't even know you anyway, bro. This is a bit weird. It's kind of creepy. It's a little bit creepy. So it's a no from me. block.
Block.
The giggles.
I just think it's an interesting age we live in where you register with a company like Amazon or whatever, and you basically pick your own gifts and then other people purchase gifts and so forth.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the way Louise handles Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because Louise, she hasn't done it the last year or two, but almost every year that we've been together, she would pack Christmas stockings for us.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part was what happened on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Because on Christmas Day, she would act like she had never seen them before. Oh, look what Santa brought me. And she'd go through the whole, with every single thing that she was pulling out of the stocking.
That's adorable.
It kind of reminded me of, the registered gifts thing. You know what's coming, but you treat it like you've never heard of it before. Oh, what a great idea that was.
Well, no, because you don't know what it is or who it's from until you open it.
Well, true. Yeah. So there's a little bit of surprise in there.
Right.
But it's not like you had no hand in deciding what was going to be on the list in the first place.
Yeah, but I don't get to choose who gives me what. So I don't. Sure. I still don't know what's coming. So I was excited to open them and be like, oh, new vacuum. What?
But in her case, she already knew all of it.
Yeah.
And she was still able to turn it into this really exciting event. Oh, wow, look what Santa gave me.
I had to do that as a child. Sad stories time. Sorry. So my dad could not deal with the frustration of Christmas shopping. So he would take us to Walmart a month before, have us pick out the toys we wanted, put it on layaway, and then have us wrap our own gifts. So when we opened them on Christmas morning, we were like, oh my God, this is great. I totally didn't want this.
Wow. At least you got toys. I didn't get toys.
What'd you get?
I'm going to give you a story about Dr. Agnes Mangena.
Uh-oh. Okay?
Let me give you a story for you to understand the situation. My dad had an assistant called Rosie. I'm going back years now. Rosie had a son, and she was asking, I'd gone to work with my dad that day, and she was like, oh, you know, I'm thinking about getting Karai an Action Man. Do you think Action Man is, like, you know, a good thing to get him? My dad walks in, he goes, for your son? She goes, yeah. Action Man, that's a toy, isn't it? Yeah. But he's 5. Yeah. He's a bit old for toys, isn't he?
What?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurt my soul.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt that in your childhood, bro. Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what is appropriate in his mind for a 6-year-old son?
I got like a cash box thingy, a play cash box thing when I was 5 or 6.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Then he get money or clothes.
Okay.
Wow. That's like from an aunt or uncle that you never see.
No. From Dr. Onius Mangena.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So, Ethan and Ariana get hella toys. Whenever I go to town and hit the toy shop.
All the toys.
You are getting some toys. I got my first games console when I was 19.
Wow.
I think I did too. No, I did.
I got myself a PlayStation. I got myself a PlayStation.
Nice. Good for you.
Yes. PS2. The silver one, special edition. Mm-hmm. I played games and was horrible.
It was horrible.
I was too, and I had a PS2. I was horrible at games. But I was ill on the Sega, though.
I've got a PlayStation. I just remembered I've got a PlayStation still. I got a new one. What's the one before the one now? What one came out? What one was around in 2017? What was the PlayStation?
The 4.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have the 4.
But I don't have it because I just realized my nephew's probably using it. Because it was at my brother's. It was one of the things I left. I might get a games console. I think when I move house, in fact, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to a games console. I'm putting it on my list. I'm going to get a games console.
Get a 5.
Yeah, I'm going to get an up-to-date games console. I'm not going to get an old one.
Yeah.
I have to admit, first of all, I didn't grow up with in a time when games consoles were even available. I mean, it just wasn't part of growing up. And as a result, I'm not really sure how to react to that. When video games of any kind, computerized games, came out the first time, I lost interest in them quickly. I never got it back. And yet they became extraordinarily popular, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost to the point now where for any person out there, it's a big part of their childhood. It's a big part of growing up. And I don't know what that's like.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's weird both directions. It's weird from my perspective, too. I can't imagine what that's like.
Well, that's like me trying to explain to a teenager today what it was like growing up, you know, with like dial-up internet and like...
Let me warn you, it gets worse the older you get.
Oh, I know.
It gets much worse.
I know. Did I tell you?
It also gets funny, though.
No, did I tell you my heart got broken the other day? Let me tell you what happened.
What happened?
I'm on TikTok, right? And I felt so old. Apparently, did you guys have Decade Day during senior year?
No idea what that is.
So during your senior year, there's a senior freak week, and you're supposed every different day is a different decade. So It used to be like 60s, 70s, 80s, and now it's 2000s. And there's kids out there dressing like how I was.
Yep. But it also gets funny after time, too.
Oh, it's still funny. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually, you're right. It doesn't take too long for it to get funny. One of my favorite things is watching a Gen Z kid trying to figure out how to use dial telephone. I love that.
Yep. Or how to use cassette tape.
Cassette tapes. Oh, there's another good one. Yeah. But just... The old technology is like...
You really want to program a VCR.
And what is a VCR?
Right? I don't even remember anymore.
Even DVDs. Even DVDs are weird right
even
now.
Even DVDs and CDs are weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is this physical data?
Right? tangible.
What is this? What is this thumb drive? Just send me a download link.
Kind of makes you wonder, like,
of it all.
Like 50 years from now, what does that generation say or do to make fun of the generation that's coming up now?
I can't wait.
Like, you had to click a download link?
Right? It didn't just instantly download into your brain?
Like, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
I mean, this is what I mean, and I mean what this is, bro.
What do you mean computers existed outside of the head?
Yeah. Laptop? Gonna be one of those things where they have the thing here.
Yep.
Powered by 5G for all the conspiracy theorists in the world. and the nanotech from the vaccine is gonna
charge you up. There you go.
God. Oh God. And the thing is that when people that wanna bash their opinion, when people want to bash the other opinion, then they always pick the most ludicrous variant of it.
Yep.
Like the antis will pick the most ridiculous pro, and the pros will pick the most ridiculous anti. Like on the Today Show, I think it was, they were going around New York, and there was a guy in an Elvis hat and a tinfoil hat. He literally had a tinfoil hat out.
Okay.
And he said, "Yeah, I don't want the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a program to reprogram us."
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis is alive. He didn't really say that, but he was dressed like Elvis. So it's like,
but close enough, yeah.
But this is, and then you expect people to have.
Well, you don't want people to do that. It's low hanging fruit. It's the easy stuff to go after.
It's low hanging, low hanging poop is what it is.
Well, okay, well that's that too.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's hanging there.
They just do it because it's the easy one. They don't want to have to actually work on this stuff.
Actually, have a discussion.
Oh God, right. No! Don't want that. That means you have to actually open your mind.
Or think of that.
Did he say think?
He did. Yes. Fortunately, that's not a dirty word on this show, but for other shows it is. So, any other shows out there, we apologize.
Oh my goodness!
I'd
have to run again, though, beautiful humans.
Well. We're glad that you were able to drop in for the time you were able to drop in. That's the good news.
We appreciate it.
Much. And good luck with this weekend. I mean, not luck, thank but you. You know, have a great weekend.
That's going to be a good time.
Give us a report next week about how it all played out from your perspective, how it felt, how it experienced.
And by then I'll actually know what I've said as well, so I can share that with you too.
That'll be good too, yeah. Hopefully you'll even know before you say it to them. I mean, that would be good.
No, that's not how this goes.
No.
Planning? Ugh, no. I know we're going to talk about alchemy and abundance and some of the new stuff I've done. There's going to be some other stuff. Everything else is just going to be whatever it's going to be. But that's been working for the past few years and getting half decent results. So I'm going to let the universe do what it does and be a conduit for the things.
If you get good results from that, then by all means, keep going with it. Because first of all, it's easier. And second of all, it's just, you don't even have to plan. You just get up, open your mouth and see what comes out.
And that's what happens.
And that, they say, is the definition of a star.
Boom. Much love, guys.
Bye. Much love to you, Daniel. Alex, it's only 15 days away.
15 days, or as Kenny would say, 14 days in a wake up.
In a wake up, okay. Well, we're looking forward. Louise and I are looking forward to the wake up. That's going to be good. We'll have to report on that when all that comes off on the show that follows. But in the meantime, just keep enjoying the lead up. Don't let yourself stress.
I stopped stressing like a week ago.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much. Thank you, live streamers. Thank you to all of our podcast listeners everywhere. We will see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.